How is dry eye treated?
Yeah, so it's treated based on, what's causing it. So if the oil glands are involved, these are called meibomian glands. If these meibomian glands are not working as well as they should, then we go into warm compresses. The warm compresses on the eyes helps immensely for these patients because it helps the oil to kind of flow freely back on the eyes again. It helps those glands kind of they melt a little bit more, and then the oil goes on the eye more. So I don't like shooting a duck with an elephant gun, right? So we start with little things at a time to see if that helps. Now, if there is just not enough tears flowing onto the eye, we do artificial tears, which can be found at any drugstore. I like to avoid anything that says get the red out because these just plainly make your eyes white. They don't treat the actual dry eye. The way to treat them is to use artificial tears that actually have a lubricant in them. And these lubricants help the symptoms, it helps to make you feel better, and it also keeps the eye lubricated. So I recommend the artificial tears for patients with those symptoms. And so that with the warm compresses helps very much for these people. And also, if your tears are draining too fast, we can do something called punctal plugs, where we actually plug the area that's causing the drainage that's going too fast. And that helps a lot with people. But I like to usually start a little bit slow and do the over-the-counter treatments before we go into the more invasive ones. So in the beginning, I would just advise warm compresses or artificial tears that I would see the patient back to make sure that they're being taken care of. And if their symptoms are still there, then we go on to more other treatments. But that's usually what I start with.